I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Welcome to KC Currents. We use stories and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. It's been a year and a half since President Obama announced an executive order that could potentially transform the lives of many undocumented immigrants. Under this mandate, young people who were brought to the United States illegally as children could come out of the shadows, go to school, work legally, and get driver's licenses. It doesn't give them permanent legal status or a path to citizenship. That will still take an act of Congress. On today's KC Currents, we check in on how this program is working and the effect it's having on young people in our community. We'll take your calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. But first, the story of a local man whose application to this program is in limbo. His situation may point to some inconsistencies in how it's being carried out. 19-year-old Eder Palafox has lived in Overland Park since he was three. He was on the dean's list at Shawnee Mission South and was co-captain of the football team. He says he always thought of himself as American and never imagined he'd spend the holidays wearing orange in immigration detention at Morgan County Jail in mid-Missouri. Palafox's lawyer talks to him via televideo.
Eder?
Yes.
Palafox is in this situation, in part, because he made a mistake. A mistake that has major consequences because of his immigration status. He talks to me about it over the video monitor.
My mom and my brother, everybody told me you're not an American, you can't afford to get in trouble and all that. And every little thing we do, we have to be really careful about.
When they were young children, Palafox and his brother were brought illegally to this country from Mexico by their uncle. Their mother already lived here. He says he didn't realize his immigration status would affect his future prospects until high school.
I got discouraged at the end of my high school because I saw a lot of Hispanics that were doing real good in school, and then it didn't pay off. They couldn't get into the jobs they wanted to.
When President Obama announced a special program for undocumented young people like Palafox, he says that's what he had been waiting for. He was already on the dean's list at Johnson County Community College, studying mechanical engineering and hoping to transfer to K-State. Plus working a full-time job to pay tuition. But a few months before Obama's announcement, Palafox had been stopped by police. They found marijuana in his car.
I shouldn't have had it in the car, or I should have been doing it. But I feel like anybody else, they would have gotten the charges dropped. And I feel like I've been punished way more than I should have been.
Palafox was eventually sentenced on charges of marijuana and paraphernalia possession. In the meantime, he had applied for that new program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. His lawyer, Ginevra Alberti, says he seemed like the perfect candidate.
Both of us were hoping, well, he's got this DACA application on file already. You know, the government really shouldn't touch him, because the whole idea is that when you are a dreamer, they're supposed to exercise discretion and not even put you in removal proceedings in the first place, but also, you know, try not to keep these people in custody.
Alberti called him a dreamer. That's a nickname these young undocumented immigrants have taken on because of the long-deferred DREAM Act, which, if passed in Congress, could give them a chance at permanent legal status or even a path to citizenship. DACA is just a temporary 2-year program. At Palafox's next check-in with immigration officials on November 7th, he was taken into custody. The problem is that DACA rules say that a case cannot even be considered as long as the applicant is in custody. That's why Alberti says Immigration and Customs Enforcement should show discretion in cases like Palafox's, where the criminal offenses are minor.
ICE could, if they wanted to, release a person because they have certain applications pending. The statute doesn't say that they have to keep these people in custody.
It's complicated because undocumented immigrants with drug offenses can be subject to mandatory custody. But DACA's guidelines say that young people who have not committed significant misdemeanors can still be eligible. So for potential DACA applicants who are detained, their future in the United States can depend on ICE's discretion.
ICE is in this extremely powerful position as this gatekeeper. So we'd like to know how they're making that decision.
Patrick Terrell is with the advocacy group American Immigration Council. He advises lawyers on DACA applications. Terrell says nationally, ICE is not detaining as many so-called dreamers as they used to. Their focus is more on dangerous criminals. But he'd like to see more transparency on how they screen DACA-eligible detainees.
They don't issue written decisions on DACA eligibility, so it's hard to assess how they are functioning in that gatekeeper role. We don't know whether they screen new detainees for DACA eligibility. We don't know, you know, if they do screen, whether they screen all new detainees or just some. And if it's only some, we don't know how they decide which ones.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials would not go on tape for this story, but a written statement from the agency reads, ICE is focused on smart and effective immigration enforcement that prioritizes the removal of convicted criminals, recent border crossers, and immigration fugitives. ICE exercises discretion on a case-by-case basis. Such decisions are based on the merits of each case, the factual information provided to the agency, and the totality of the individual's circumstances, including any criminal history, their length of presence in the United States, and ties to the community. Another immigrants advocacy group, the National Immigrant Project of the National Lawyers Guild, is monitoring cases of DACA-eligible young people who can't apply because they're detained. They're trying to determine whether more of these cases are coming out of certain parts of the country. Lawyer Ginevra Alberti says besides Eder Palafox, she's had two other similar cases here in Kansas City. One left under an order of voluntary departure after his DACA application was denied because he was in ICE custody. The other is still in custody. As for Eder Palafox, ICE told us last night, after a comprehensive review of the case, consistent with existing policy and procedures, ICE will soon be releasing Mr. Palafox.